I'm Niels Krik. I'm the chief executive of Palamas Wave, based down in Leith Docks.
And just tell us very briefly a little bit about the company.
The company was started approximately 11 years ago out of a university research project at the University of Edinburgh. The original three inventors of the Palamas Wave machine, three guys, Dave Pizer, Richard Yem, and Chris Retzler, still employed by the organization. Richard is our chief technology officer. And over the last 10 years, we've invested roughly £45 million of private equity and venture capital funding into the organization.
What size is it, the company? Well,
it's roughly 70-odd people in the organization. And we are currently concluding a contract with E.ON with the installation of our new P2 machine in EMEC around about the middle of May, June.
And you have this sea snake type Palamas machine.
Yes, that's correct. The First Minister made the comment the other night, the iconic sea snake, and we would like to think of it, obviously, Palamas, but the word, as you know, it means sea snake.
And what does this announcement today that you've won one of these pitches mean for your company and for Leith and for Edinburgh?
The worst outcome for our organisation would have been we conclude our technology, we have a perfect machine, people come and place orders with us and we say, okay, now we've got to wait 5 years before we can actually deploy the equipment. So what happened today is effectively creating the opportunity as we go to our technology maturity of our equipment. By the time that reaches, we would have gone through the environmental impact assessments, etc., to be able to install utility scale wind farms. We believe that our workforce will probably over the next 3 to 4 years grow from roughly 70 at this point in time to probably 120 to 150 people down in Leith Docks. We've demonstrated our commitment to sign a 5-year lease. So it's a pretty rosy picture for Palamas as an organization. And the best analogy I could find this morning thinking about this was a former Prime Minister Disraeli said, the worst possible strategy you can follow is trying to cross a chasm in two steps. And what's happened today is the Scottish Government, the Crown Estates, have actually taken that one leap to cross the chasm and to create the opportunities.
And is it your company itself which will install a number of these devices, or do you work in partnership?
Well, at this point in time, the first machine was installed supplying electricity into the grid in 2004. The next machine going in will be with E.ON, and we're very close to signing another agreement with another utility organization. So in the end state, the utility will probably own the asset, but certainly over the next 4 to 5 years, Palamas Wave will be intimately involved in the manufacturing, the installation, the operate, the maintain, until it reaches a point of maturity where the utility can take it over and run it for 25 years.
How many machines are we talking about?
Well, at this point in time, we've got a horizon of 3 machines for the next year and a half. And then if you take a 5-year view, you're probably talking the order of about 50 or so machines. If you take a 10-year view, you probably talk about 500 plus machines.
So it's going to grow exponentially.
Absolutely.
Okay. And is Leith something of a, or going to be something of a hub for green energy then, because there was talk of a wind turbine factory?
We believe it can become a hub, and we've been engaging the Edinburgh Council, Councillor Tom Buchanan. It's been exceptionally supportive of our thoughts and ideas of using that Leith environment and actually create a green hub, because I think there are substantial benefits. Our manufacturing strategy is currently defined to keep the high tech, the high intellectual property value components here, so that you would be employing very high level people and then take the low tech components and put that close to where the installations will be. Because it would be a travesty to have the resources, as the First Minister referred to, and end up in a situation where all our technology is exported to foreign shores and the technology is re-imported to, and certainly Palamas Wave has been trying its level best to actually capture as much of the local content in the Edinburgh environment.